Is Ole Miss, is there any thinking that you lose non-conference games, if indeed that's the format? We don't know that yet. And would they be adding more SEC games, you think?
Oh, gosh. I think they – that's a really good question. I think they better concentrate on trying to figure out how to play just the ones they've got scheduled already now, frankly. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, would the requirements for bowl, wins to play in a bowl game, I mean, are we even going to have bowl games? I mean, it's just – it's a crazy time, isn't it?
Yeah, and a superintendent in Dallas, I don't know how much power he has. Maybe he has some, but said he doesn't see Texas playing high school ball this fall.
High school, right. I saw that. And, what's interesting, and I think probably as you and I have talked, I mean, it may be very likely that the SEC goes to just conference games only. An interesting thing that nobody's really talked about, but being, not very far down the road from Houston, right now, Harris County has, built a temporary hospital at NRG. And to me, how are you going to have, in the parking lot, and then also they're going to have temporary hospital inside NRG Arena. So how is Ole Miss and Baylor going to be played at that venue? I'm not really sure that's going to happen. So I guess there's just a lot going on, and maybe we'll know more next week after the ADs meet with the SEC. But again, who knows? I'm not sure anybody can predict yet what's going to happen.
On to the field. I have been in my mind trying to figure out how Lane Kiffin can keep John Rhys Plumlee off the field. I've been watching some of those replays, the LSU game, him just running up and down the field. And I look, this is not anti-Matt Corral either. I just think Plumlee is a playmaker supreme. How do you think this is going to play out, considering we really hadn't repped them against each other yet under Lane Kiffin?
Gosh, I know. That's a good question, too. A lot of people thought back with when we lived in a world where we were going to have spring football, that Corral was going to really gain a little step over Plumlee with Plumlee doing baseball, and then that happened, and so nobody really has any advantage over anybody. So I'm with you, though. I think that Plumlee is just such an electric player. I think I know people who didn't even follow SEC sports as much, believe it or not, but I'm over here kind of in Big 12 country.
Yeah.
They would watch just to see Plumlee play, just to see what Plumlee was going to do. And there's just no question, like you say, that LSU game was just something else. I mean, every time he touched the ball, you just wondered what was happening next. So I don't know. I mean, and to have gone this long and Kiffin still really doesn't know, what he's got. I don't think Ole Miss begins any kind of, right now they're still in their voluntary workouts. They don't begin any kind of, interaction required workouts, I don't think, until July the 13th. And then I believe it is July the 24th that they get into their quote unquote enhanced workouts where they have walkthroughs and things like that. But I mean, you're right. I don't know how you keep him off the field, but I also think that Matt Corral's a solid quarterback. And I also think that, there's a reason Grant Tisdale took his name out of the transfer portal when Lane Kiffin was hired. And we haven't seen a lot of him. What we did see of him before he entered the portal last season, he came in against Alabama and threw a really nice touchdown pass through, I think every pass he threw was a completion. So he's kind of more of a mix of the two of Plumlee and Corral, I think, with both his legs and his arms. So Kiffin's got, he's got plenty of tools there. It's just he hadn't been able to take them out of the toolbox yet.
Some schools announce their testing results. They don't give you names, which is, I think, a very, very reasonable way to go about it. And obviously you have HIPAA laws and considerations like that as well. Some schools release general data, though. Some don't. Is there anything come out of Ole Miss that maybe I just didn't see?
No, I don't. I don't believe so. I think the last time we knew anything, I think that there were – 13 in, and this has been, gosh, this has been 3 or 4 weeks ago. There have been 13 in quarantine, and I think maybe there had been 2 positives. I'm checking on that right now to see what I can come up with. But no, there have not, there's not been anything released as of late, like within, you know, like in the month of July, I don't believe. So, that's a good question. I talked to some of the, parents who are friends of mine, parents of players, and, you know, their particular kids are doing fine and say everything's going along with voluntary workouts okay. So I haven't heard of any mass outbreak like at some of the other schools.
Yeah, and again, schools are not required to do this. Some do, some don't. And I could see both sides of this. But it just seemed like Ole Miss had been quiet and maybe it had gone up over my head. I just hadn't heard anything.
I will tell you, though, this is interesting. I've had a – there has not been a formal announcement made at Ole Miss from the university in terms of what the fall schedule is going to look like. I mean, there's a lot of kids all over everywhere wondering what in the world am I – you know, am I going to have remote, you know, web-based classes in the fall? Are we going to be in person? And some of my – I have some – student interns who told me this past week that they went and they looked at their schedule, and most of them, 90% of their classes are listed as remote, you know, web-based. And they weren't that way earlier. So it's like, you know, they've been switched. And they said that they've heard the professors can have the option of doing an in-person class or remote. So that's just kind of interesting. But every single one of them I talked to, even though there hadn't been an announcement that it looks like we're going to virtual classes, most of them, all their classes had been switched to virtual classes. So now I have a son who's actually gotten into medical school and will be headed off to Texas Tech in Lubbock, and I mean he's been told in person we're a go. So I don't know.
You know, the first 2 years of medical school are mainly just the academic side. But could you do medical school without being in person? I mean, virtual medical school? Can you
I wouldn't want to go to that. I don't think I'd want to go to that doctor. I did my online medical degree, but the only problem would be, I think your first year you have a cadaver for most of the year.
I'm not sure
how you'd have a virtual cadaver, or is my son going to have one off in the spare bedroom? You know, I don't know.
Like a video game cadaver.
Yes. There's probably a lot of kids nowadays who might do really well with that, but not really a doctor I would want to visit at any point.
Josh in London, Ohio, wants to know if you have any new snake stories.
Let me see. Well, I'm on my I had one nest of swallows already. All of them made it. The only snake that came out ended up that got kind of caught in my net that I wrap around my pole to keep from the snake being able to get up into the bird's nest was a non bird-eating kind of snake. It was just some really dumb decays brown snake is what it's called. But so no, I don't have any particular ones in terms of going up my pole, thankfully. Apparently it's a really big season for copperheads. I don't know what's going on, but the copperheads in the middle of the pandemic are thriving. So they're pretty much copperheads everywhere over here in Texas right now. So just trying to avoid those. I know of a lot of folks who've been bitten or their animals have been bitten, but thankfully I have not had any of those of late. So I'm sorry to disappoint, but I'm kind of glad because they're creepy.
Copperheads are creepy, man. Wow.
Oof,
Now, when you walk outside, you take a step, is that the first thing you're looking for, literally?
Yes, it is. My veterinarian says she has a hoe at every door, a hoe at every door, and she keeps one, you know, just for every door you walk out. You need to have a hoe right there just in case you have to whack something. So yeah. And oh, Bill, so when pandemic hit, I just sort of initially in the very beginning, I have to admit, I did kind of panic a little bit about the food supply, which is ridiculous. But I decided, okay, this is the year I'm going to make a garden. Well, I was a little overzealous. I have a 1,200 square foot garden, and it is out of control. I'm not the best farmer in the world, but I will tell you, I must have pretty good soil because it is just nothing to pick 50, 60, 70 tomatoes a day, cucumbers a day. So if anybody
That's a
needs
good
any.
Thing.
Yeah, it is. If anybody needs any produce, I'm your girl. So if there is a shutdown in the food supply, I can hook all your listeners up with some produce. So, I didn't really know what I was doing, so maybe my rows aren't far enough apart, whatever. But, we actually have a stick, a big like PVC pipe thing that we kind of rattle around in there because it's just you can't even see in there when you're trying to pick stuff sometimes. So I'm always worried about copperheads, and I do know people who've had their hands bitten when they're in there trying to harvest their crops. So
that's not you get your hand bitten, you better get to the hospital pretty quick, right?
Yes, absolutely. The copperheads, I had one guy tell me one time, oh, they're not as deadly. I'm like, yeah, right. Texas has four poisonous snakes. That's one of them. If I get bit, I'm headed to the hospital. So,
Ole Miss Evie with us on this Friday. And again, Evie, we got no clue where this is going. We're just existing right now.
We are, but Bill, how impressive that your show continues to be so phenomenal day in, day out. And we've had no sports. And we don't know when we're going to have sports. So that's a testament to why you're the king, right?
I tell you what, if we get to know football this fall, I'm not worried about filling time. That won't be a problem. But I guess we'll be down to, like, what-if games, right? Like, we'll just play what-if.
Right.
I can promise you Ole Miss would have done this week three. I'm telling
you. That's exactly right. I can promise you Jerrion Ealy would have, run wild.
So, outrun somebody secondary. Yeah.
That's exactly right. And it's just, it's so frustrating for us. And can you even imagine what it's like for the players? I mean, one of the dads I was talking to said yesterday, they literally, the players have no clue. I mean, the coaches have no clue. And it's just got to be tough on those kids. So let's hope we can get back to some sort of normalcy and keep people safe while we're doing it. I did see, I'm sure you probably talked about the South Carolina AD who said if they have a season, he envisions a capacity of, 15,000 to 20,000, which is about a quarter. So I don't even know what that looks like. What does that look like when you go into a stadium and there's just a total of 15,000 people there?
First of all, I assume you're 6 feet apart. Everybody's got a mask on, mm-hmm. and they temperature you all the way in.
Right. I mean, it's gonna look strange, isn't it? I mean, I'll be thankful if there's some football, even if they're, if the fans in the stadium look strange. But it is just really hard to wrap your mind around what it's going to be like. So what do you envision happening at that SEC meeting of the athletic directors next week?
Probably succumbing to the Big Ten business model.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess.
I think so, too. I'm crushed. I mean, NRG Stadium in Houston is just not very far away from me, and I've been so excited about seeing Ole Miss and Baylor play.
I just thought that
was going to be such a great game. So, I don't know. I'm crossing my fingers. Maybe we'll have a vaccine, I don't know.
Evie, have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much for having me.